That was brief.
As a woman's love. That's right, Shakespeare and stuff. See, this is cultured. We're cultured around here. We have Shakespearean quotes and everything.
Not touching that. To the I figured this was one of those, you know, release it, and if you love it, it comes back, and if it doesn't, you hunt it down and kill it or something like that. I can't remember how it goes.
Oh, that was, well, you can quote Sting songs, too, if that's what we need to do.
I thought there was some saying about that, but what do I know anyway?
I thought it came from Sting. I thought that the saying originated after Sting made it up. Because, I mean, all things flow from Sting.
I've seen the video, so clearly.
And according to legend, all things flow from Sting for hours and hours on end. 12 hours at a time, even.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
What? Who called the police?
Hey, don't stand so close to me.
Yeah.
See, we are in synchronicity here, Joe. Uh-huh. I'll stop. I'll stop.
Out on that? I'm just afraid you're going to start singing Roxanne. So.
No need. See, I was going to go with the red light, but I'm forging on ahead.
Yeah. Let's just take giant steps and move on.
Yeah, so continue walking in your footsteps. So we have Just a Joe here, and I have a crackly microphone, so I'm sitting far from it, and I do apologize for any crackles. We wanted to talk a little bit about episode number 200. I actually have enough content to put together, I think, what would be a pretty funny deadpan episode. There's some stuff written and some wonderful audio from you guys, including the continuing saga of the Energizer Bunny playing two worlds, and actually she was kind enough to record, you know, give us the audio of her experiencing the game for the first time. So we've got lots of good stuff that will appear in episode number 201, I suppose. But I thought number 200 should be on the other hand, you know, it would have been very much the deadpan way to just kind of not even make a blip about number 200. Well, at least it would have been my way, because actually you guys made a wonderful blip around about episode number 100. So I'll continue to contradict myself and just say that I wanted to actually do something with episode number 200. I want to, you know, take a minute. I know that we do this sometimes anyway, but I want to specifically set out to look a little bit in the rearview mirror and kind of recall some of our favorite moments. And you know, just deadpan has always been to me, at least, has always been about the people, the community out there, you know, the everyone who contributes and is involved and talks on the comments page and, you know, sends in voicemails and just downloads episodes and is just a part of things. So that, I just want to look back and you know, Joe and I actually discussed this before recording, that I don't want to actually go into a list of names because we'll invariably leave someone out who we may not even know is still lurking in the wings, and they'll be offended. So I don't want to do that. I just want to say thank you to everyone for being a part of this for 200 episodes. And I would love to get, before I go on with what I would like, I'd like to just let Joe finish up his thoughts on the matter.
Yeah. Thanks for the memories.
Yikes.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking back, and quite a lot of people that are hopefully still in the wings. Of course, Jessica's still out there, the leather-clad mistress of the deadpan. That's always been one of the things I enjoyed was back when you were handing out AKAs to people, official nicknames if they wanted them. That was always clever. I always enjoyed that.
I was always really, really bad at it, though. That's,
I think that was its endearing charm.
Because I remember I gave Jessica, I remember something atrocious, and then someone else came up with the leather-clad mistress, which was a wonderful nickname, but, you know, I cannot take credit for that because I gave her something that was really embarrassingly bad.
See, I'm sure that one would not have sprung up had you not given her that bad one. It, you know, prompted somebody into action, so.
Yes, somebody was sprung and came up with the leather-clad Mistress of Deadpan.
Spring?
So, I guess, you know, without putting too much of a restrictive format on it, which is another way I like to do it, I kind of like to throw out some really, really vague and general, hopelessly vague and general guidelines, and then hope that you can figure it out from there. Just, you know, and let's not get carried too far away with this, but if you want to contribute, hell, if you want to talk to me, you know, let's try and schedule it. I mean, we know my schedule is a little bit difficult, but let's try and schedule a Skype conversation. Let's ruminate a bit. And hopefully I'll use terms correctly. But we can rumba a little bit. But otherwise, if that's not going to work, then please feel free to voicemail in. The new voicemail number is, 480-788-JMDP.
No, the new one isn't crap. The old one was crap, which is why you've gone with the new one.
Exactly. Yes, it's not. Yeah, the call letters are not crap. It's 480-788-JMDP, which
I'm scared to know what would. Yeah, somebody else out there try CRAP and then report back to us and tell us what that connected you to.
Yes, let us know if it's ironic, like if you end up getting waste management or something. Or of course.
Well, I was trying to remember, you know, favorite episodes, and it's hard because it's not like a particular episode, but moments, things. It's more like favorite shtick or stuff you do that amuses me. And the one that came to mind was the sound bite you took. Somebody was giving the contents of their toolbox, I believe, and you latched on to the phrase "my crimper." And my crimper kept coming up throughout an episode, and it just slayed me.
See, and that's something that I honestly completely forgot about. Now that you mention it, I think I remember the guy who kind of really said it in a funny way. So I think he said, like, "my crimper." And I think that's what just kind
See,
of...
still slays me. That's always been one of the beauties of the Deadpan to me is your audio editing. It's not a skill that people talk about much or tout, but you do such a thing with a chicken. No, that's a line from Arthur. What she does with a chicken. But the what you do with what you're given. The lemonade you make every week. No, that's not not good. That's not good at all.
Yes, that is from now henceforth. It is no longer the Deadpan. It is the Lemonade Pan.
Ooh, but that's what amuses me. It's the way you intersperse stuff, and I've always thought the meat and potatoes of the show was the short essays you write, and then the way you'll spread those out throughout the episode with other bits and pieces of stuff thrown here and there. It just makes a, you know. Any one ingredient might be okay, but you put them all together and you get this great the pizza pie.
See, I was going to go with shepherd's pie, which would be the worst pizza ever.
Ooh.
Actually,
I was in a place a month ago, and I was in at lunchtime, and they were attempting to try to make a shepherd's pizza pie for. It was a pizza restaurant, and they were trying to make one for St. Patrick's Day. I did not try it.
yeah, you know, pizza with extra gravy and
yes.
Go easy on the peas. That's not really.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, anyway, I appreciate the kind remark, and that's not. I kind of this is not. This is totally not set up so that I can say, "Hey, this is a perfect forum for you to compliment me. Tell me how nice I look today." You know, that's not what I was going for. But I mean,
compliment you like a nice Chianti.
Yes,
with alpha beans.
And just keep my liver out of this.
What was the? I don't even remember what it was. One time, it was just one of those bits you threw in, and it just had me laughing so hard, and I tried to call and comment on it. and I couldn't even form words.
I remember, actually, that was a comment on the comments page where I remember that because that's, I actually, I am unhappy that I don't have that audio readily available. I need to get it because you were saying, and you couldn't finish the sentence, but you were saying strawberries shouldn't need a shave. Oh no, dim sum shouldn't need a shave. And you couldn't make it through the sentence. You were saying dim sum and then cracking up.
Well, it shouldn't.
No, I agree. If your dim sum needs a shave, then I think you need a new Chinese restaurant. Well, and I will agree with that right there. And call this vanity or self-indulgence or whatever. Or call me Ishmael. Call me whatever you need to. But
Call you a cat.
I think that for me, the joy has been in lots of there are many, many little moments. And again, this isn't even taking personal credit for a lot of it because there's so much of it. I still think that the bit that you did was so odd and hilarious, and I still don't understand it. But where you were calling and saying, and it was like you were calling me with a warning, and then all of a sudden there would be gunfire in the background, and then it turned out that the secret was the sun chips and the medium Dr. Pepper. And I still don't understand what the hell you meant, but it was a brilliant bit of audio where there's basically calling me like desperately with gunfire in the background saying, the secret was there the whole time. It's the sun chips and the medium Dr. Pepper.
It was just an odd day.
It was.
Sometimes that happens.
And I'm glad you captured it, and I'm glad that you sent it my way. And that's, again, that's what makes 200 episodes of Deadpan really special.
There's another one I miss is Andrea caught in traffic.
Yeah, those were really wonderful. I also remember Mark Forman calling in some audio where he was kind of doing an impression of her caught in traffic. Yeah, so this is going to
Did
turn
you
into.
really have an interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I had two interviews with Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm kind
That's
of.
just amazing.
Yeah, I that's what I know. Deadpan has gotten away from interviews, and on the one hand, I don't. I'm okay with that, but on the other hand, I do look back and go like, well, holy crap. I was watching the original Battlestar Galactica, the opening movie with my kids a few weeks back. And which incidentally, and by the way, I found, as I was watching, I was going like, "Well, geez, this is a lot more harsh than I remembered." Even though it's the 70s, it's a TV show that was on in the 70s. So I was thinking like, "Oh, well, it's got Muffet. It's cute." And I was like, "Wow, this is
Not so
rough."
much. Yeah.
I mean, it was fine. It was PG. It was a TV show. It was fine. But anyway,
The nightmares have stopped, so it's okay.
no, they were completely fine. There were no ill effects of the Cylon or anything. But I was watching and going like, Yeah, that's Apollo. I've had him on my podcast. I've actually hung out with the guy and talked to him. Yeah,
Well,
we've
the
had.
I think that's one of the things that works is that it's just the podcast has just changed, and that's good. I mean, it's on one hand it's tough. We find something we like and we don't want to give it up, but changing and evolving is what makes things grow and not get stale and not get boring. And so, you've always thrown stuff in there. Interviews are fun. But if they were all interviews all the time, meh, not so much.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, I've really enjoyed. We haven't, partially because of the microphone crackling that you're hearing right now, probably. But we've gotten away a little bit from, the chit chat conversations, which I was a little bit worried that people would find that audio boring. But I really enjoyed talking to J.R. Murdoch, to Alvy, to SB, and I want to continue doing that. So hopefully. Hopefully you can, and really a lot of this is on me. Hopefully you can get back to doing that.
The fiction you've had on, both the stuff you've written and the fiction contributions.
Well, yeah, I mean, really big things is
Between Really Big Things and the Questers from
and then the
FBM,
Questers from FBM,
that's
absolutely.
all been fun.
And the epic cliffhanger of a Fruit by Jeremy in Seattle. We've got which was episode 7, was when part 1 was released. I think it was way back somewhere around there, and then we're still waiting on part 2. I kid Jeremy, but yes, I mean, I'm really proud of Questers, and I know Amy, you know, is a busy ambassador these days, but I do hope we can hear more Questers soon. And really big things again. That was I'm very proud of my oeuvre. I'm proud of our oeuvre.
How many miles
say.
Per gallon does that thing get?
Hey, keep your hands off my oeuvre. It's actually, there you go. That was actually a direct quote from Christopher Moore, who was on Deadpan. Christopher Moore. I mean, sometimes I'll try to impress people and I say, who's that? But, oh my God, Christopher Moore. I mean, he's a big deal.
Yeah, it's like when you see, Jimmy Carter on The Daily Show, and you're thinking to yourself, has he ever actually watched the show? Does he know what goes on here?
Right. But anyway, I'm proud of what we've done. But I'd love to hear from you, what your fond memories are. And, you know, just like with the Earbuds Exchange, which actually is something else that's going on right now that I really enjoy and I really love.
Yeah, it's been fun. I hope we get to continue that.
Yes, and it's been my, again, I'll take the blame again, because that I've gotten the audio has been coming in just because there's been, you know, 3 out of 4 weeks now we've had Uncho. So it feels like this is a moving through molasses, but we'll do more of that. But whatever you want to send me about your deadpan memories, you can go on and on, or you can make it short. Now, I also recognize that this is very, very short notice. I'm planning on dropping episode 200 next week, you know, barring emergencies or serious illnesses or anything. So feel free. I know it's short notice, so if you can't make it in on time, then I'll play them in the future, you know, if you have good deadpan memories. But otherwise,
call it in. Just one. Pick up the phone.
Yep. Yes. 480-788-JMDP. Just like Joe just did. I've really enjoyed. Now, I guess this is me being a little bit vain. The favorite things that I've been associated with were where I really enjoyed both TD reading the Clyde from Pac-Man, Clyde's Journal. I really enjoyed Brian Brown reading Pitfall Harry's Journal, and of course, all 360 lines. I'm very, very proud of those. And now, of course, there have been other things. Probably my favorite collaborative contributions, I think the Night Before Deadpan, the Christmas thing, was a really wonderful collaboration. And I will say that Deadpan episode number 100 was also just really, really a thrill. So those are my faves. I'd love to hear your favorite memories, and it doesn't even have to be an on-pod memory. It can be, something in person if you're able to make it here for a meetup. I know we talked about these things a little bit at some of the meetup audio, so you've heard something like this before, and I hate to rehash that, but it's episode 200, so eat it. We're going to be self-indulgent one more time. From 200 all the way through 288. We'll skip the self-indulgence, but
that's too gross.
Like I said, it is. Eat it. It's too gross. So that's all I have to say. And I think we'll forego the comments, at least right here. Maybe I'll even edit in some comments later. But I'll probably
let's just make some up.
Leave you off. Okay.
Ed that's from true. Texas says, "Gee, will these boxes not unpack themselves?"
Did he really say that?
Oh, I'm sure he said it at some point during this. Yes.
Well, I thought you were going to say...
Has he moved in yet? He's building a house. That's.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember if he's moved in yet.
And all the best for... all the best wishes to him out there. I thought you were going to say... you go really off the deep end and say... And on Thursday, Tom Arnold says... Wow, Roseanne is really crazy. What was I thinking?
Oh, yeah. I should step it up.
I've seen, I've put you on the spot completely.
Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I'll be back.
Sammy Hagar says, what was I thinking joining this group?
Godzilla says, what the fuck? Is it too early for Godzilla jokes? Probably.
Oh, you know, I didn't even draw the parallel. But yeah,
too soon.
Anyway, I probably should wrap this up, and like I said, and take care of some stuff around here. But I do want to thank you very much, Justa Joe, for helping me to get us set up for episode 200, and for making this kind of special.
I make it special.
Wow, how much more offensive can we get here?
Oh, I suspect much, much more. So, yeah, wrapping it up would be good.
All
Hey,
right.
it's been fun. It's always fun to get to play along with the deadpan. And
And I.
I appreciate you spawning this thing and keeping it going.
Yes, I'm glad that when we lanced it, that we put it in a dish and let it grow and fester.
You've refused to remove the electrodes from it, so appreciate that.
It's like the head that would not die.
Yeah.
We had Mike Nelson on. That's incredible. All right, Justa Joe. And I've had Justa Joe on, which I think is much more impressive than any world-leading astrophysicists.
Ah, I see you got that PayPal payment. Thanks.
Yeah, the PayPal is currently broke, and so yeah, you have to know the secret email to send stuff, which is okay. Anyway, the buzzing of the phone probably indicates that I've overstayed my own welcome here, but I
Everybody
appreciate all of
else,
you hanging out at the Deadpan Bar.
everybody else has clicked out of this podcast about 15 minutes ago.
Yes. Well, I'll do some editing. But all right, Joe, I appreciate your time, and I will say good night.
Good night and good news.